Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Hey, is that you? Come on in. The Audio Kitchen, just getting started. And I'm the host, the professor. The guy lucky enough to be on the radio for an hour. In the case you don't know, you're listening to a program that exclusively features found sound and amateur audio. That's it. No smooth jazz, no monster truck rallies, just homemade recordings. And it's all for you. And today it's another round of potluck. That's right, anything goes today. No topic, no logic, just fun. And the table here is laid out with a number of covered dishes ready to go, all warm and toasty. Here, let me lift the lid on this one here. Oh, lots of flavor here. Oh boy, you're gonna like this. What you're about to hear is an answering machine tape. I know, you've heard them here before. But this one has a lot of power, a lot of energy. It was owned by the Moore family. Moore family, more fun. Nobody I know, again, a found item. I think Brian Blatt found this one. And these people, the Moores, chronic call screeners. Chronic. In fact, everybody who calls assumes they're home and listening to the answering machine. Pick up, pick up. And you wonder why they're screening the calls, right? Well, maybe some bill collectors have been bothering them. Maybe they're just busy people. I don't know. But a real professional call screener will have the volume cranked. So, you know, any part of the house they can hear the message and know whether they want to answer the phone, right? So when they do finally answer the phone, pick up the phone with the volume up on the answering machine, what happens? Ooh, feedback. Lots of squealing here.
Yeah, Brain, this is Joey, man. I called to tell you what's up. All right? I'll speak to you when you call me, or I'll call you again. Okay? Peace.
Pick up the phone.
Hello? Yo, what's up?
What's up, man?
Green, I need you to tell me where my wallet is. Just Anita. It had Poseidon basket in it. Bye.
Forget the farting machine. Pick up. Hello?
Hey.
Ruthie, pick up the phone. Ruthie, pick up the phone. I know he ain't at home. Ruthie, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, Ruthie. Hello? Ruthie, pick up the phone. Don't say he walked out the door with his ass. Ruthie, pick up the phone. It's me, pick it up. Chuck, I'm out here in the street. Yo!
Yo, what's up, Green? This is Alton. Yo, give me a call later. See ya!
Pick up the phone, pick up the phone. This is Chuck, pick up the phone. You don't pick up the phone, I'm coming over there and beat you up. I ain't coming over there unless I know you're over there. That's all it is. What's up? Pick up the phone. I ain't hear no dial tone say leave a message. Hello? No, I don't know. Yeah, dude, and he said, dude, leave a message. He's right there, though, but, you know, I don't know. His girl might have got his strangling. Get up! Yo, Dinky, pick up.
Chuck, here's
it's Chuck.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah, Dinky, pick up. It's Chuck. I'm sorry. Dinky, pick up if you're in the house.
Who did you pick up? It's Janice.
Oh, gosh. Green, would you please call up to Kentucky Fried Chicken? Please. This is Anita, all right? Thank you. Bye.
Ruthie, this is Val. You have time. Could you call me, please? Thank you.
No, I'm thinking Spilly. I was just wondering what time you got in. Because the fight come on tonight, but, you know, it's on a Wednesday night. That's crazy. You know, I got to go to work. I was thinking maybe I'd bring my VCR over there, and if you're going to watch it, you could tape it for me so I could see it another day. All right, if you get in early enough, you can give me a call. You know. All right, take care.
Hello?
Hello, Ruthie, this is LaShawn. I'm calling to see Val there. Val, if you're there, please pick up. If not, call us when you get in. Hello, Ruthie. Ruthie, it's Pat. I was just calling to see what you was doing this morning. Bye. Ruthie, you come back, call me. Ruthie, when you get back in, call me. This is Valerie.
Hello, hello. Pick up. Is he not home? This is the boss of the house. I told you mail come in after 2:30. I left the mail in the mailbox. You lied. See you later. Bye. Call you soon. Pick up. Nobody home? Pick up the phone, Ruthie. Oh, well. Just call to tell you Bernard in town. See, I called you and you ain't even home. And you talking about, okay, you come pick me up. And you ain't even home. Yeah, okay. So, talk to you later. Bye. Call me when you get in. Bye. Wake up.
Pick up. What's up, dude? Like, just get up. Give me a call later. See ya.
So you're gonna try to get your lazy ass out of the bed right now, you asshole. Hey, wake up! Wake up! You didn't even go get a haircut, right?
Ruthie, pick up if you're home.
Pick up. Hello.
Hello.
This is Mr. Green. I'm not home at this time, but please pick up the phone so I can get in to be home.
Pick up, Ruthie, pick up the phone. Ruthie, I'm off, you better pick up the phone. Hello. Hello, pick up the phone, hello. Oh, well, I'll see you when I come home. I'll be home in a few minutes. Bye.
Hello? Pick up the phone.
Hello?
If you're home, please pick up the phone. You're not home, I understand you're hanging out. Hello? You're not home? Oh, well, call me when you get in. All right, see you later, bye.
I don't want to hear that. Yo, pick up the telephone. Hello?
Pick up.
Yo, Linsman, this is Jane from Kentucky Fried Chicken 107. I have a big problem. She can't get in touch with me.
Yo, listen, this is Gene from KFC. Can you please call me back? Call me home when you get home, please.
Thank you, this is Jamie. If you're there, pick up the phone. 3 o'clock, you have to be...
Joaquin, pick up the phone! Joaquin!
Yo, Green, pick up the foundation.
Yeah, I know.
Yo. I'm just calling that job at KFC. Pick up the phone, Ruby. I know you did. Pick up the phone.
Yo, it's Chuck. Pick up the phone, man. We got an emergency message, man. If you're going to Atlantic City...
Pick up the goddamn telephone. Hey, you, pick up the goddamn telephone. Hey, pick up the phone.
Langston, pick up the phone.
Miss Moore, could you please pick up the phone?
Pick up the phone, Ruthie. You won't pick up the phone.
Get up. Right now. Get up.
Mr.
it's your pet brother again, so pick up. Hello?
Hey, what's up, Green? This is Ski-Doff. Just saying what's up if you got to work today. And I'll call you later, okay? See ya.
This is Nationwide Warehouse, and your balance is 355-83. You have a love sofa and a chair on layaway. And
Uti, pick up the phone.
Yo, what's up, Green? This is Ski Dog. Just calling because my boys is going to be on Rick D's on Channel 7.
Wake up, pick up the phone. Hello.
Yo, this is Jamie.
This is Nationwide Warehouse. You have a layaway on a living room. Could you come?
Langston, pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, pick up the phone. Oh, hello?
Green, pick up. Green, pick up. This Skeeter. Well, it's his girl there. Pick up. Hello? Hello?
You're lying. You're home. Pick up the phone. You know you're lying. Hello, you're not going to pick up the phone? Lying, pick up the phone. You know you're lying. You went out. You lying, pick up the goddamn phone.
It's Chuck, you there? Pick up the phone, goddammit. Get out of bed.
With this, Janice, pick up.
You're a goddamn liar. Pick up the goddamn telephone. Pick up the goddamn telephone.
Langston, pick up the phone.
AT&T, are you finished?
Yo, 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 pick up, pick up. Okay, I'm sorry. Enough of that. Enough of that. You had enough of that? I bet. For you listeners who've listened to the program for a little while, Grandma Jones is back. This is an audio letter from Grandma Jones, of course, living in Florida, and I think it's late 80s, maybe, not sure. And this is episode 7 from that tape. And Grandma Jones, it's very strange, but she's making this tape for a toddler, a very young child. I forget, I think his name is Al. I'm not completely sure. She's basically got a companion for the day that she's talking to, describing everything she does to this companion, and the companion is a cassette deck. And in earlier parts of this audio letter, she gets in the shower, she puts her clothes away, and she drives around. Well, here she's still driving around in Sarasota, Florida. She ends up going to bingo, doing some gambling here, and she scores big time. I really love this tape because it just documents a day of a fun-loving senior citizen.
It's almost 3:30, and I think bingo starts at 3:30, so might as well forget about going. I don't know why I was so stupid and took so long in that store. Probably just should have waited till tomorrow. But I don't see any of those weeklies around here, so I can check to really see what time it really does start. I'll drive around this shopping center. They gotta have it someplace. Stupid. So, but if it starts at 3:30, might as well not bother to go. It's like, you know, aha, I think I found it. There's a weekly in there. Let me see. Bradenton Herald. No, it's just the newspapers. Doesn't have any of the local junk in it. Maybe around the other way. Well, I stopped talking for a minute. I really don't know what to say right now. Riding around here looking for those stupid papers. I mean, you jabbered 50 miles an hour, so I know you wouldn't have any trouble talking to me. I don't see any of those newspaper things. Normally they got them all over every place, and when you really want one, oh, here's another place. Maybe they have one here. Nope. All they have is the Sarasota Herald, St. Peter's Times, and the Tampa Tribune. But no weekly. So, I'm going to shut you off for a minute, babe. Talk to you in a minute. Well, I finally found the weekly, and I found what it is. It doesn't start till 4 o'clock. But boy, it's 4:40, so I gotta really go like a jet to get there at 4 o'clock. And I'm way over here on Bee Ridge, and I gotta go all the way over to Fruitville. I just hope I make it. So I'm gonna concentrate on my driving. Talk to you in a little. Toodles. Well, it's me again. I'm headed to Bingo by the skin of my teeth, and I was sure glad I did because I won $250. So now I'll be able to get the car fixed tomorrow and not worry how I'm going to pay for it. So I'm on my way home now, and I think I can get about an hour's nap in before I have to be at work. Hang on a sec while I get the car turned around. Okay. There, I'm on the straight and narrow again, so I can chit-chat with you for a while as I drive home. And, gee, I wish you could talk back, though. It really would help a lot. But you can maybe send me a talk tape, I hope. Ask me lots of questions. I forgot to ask you when I talked to you if you like your troll slippers. Probably you'll never wear them, though, because you hate anything on your feet. But I figure since it's kind of chilly there, maybe you'll wear them. So, anyway. You know, you're going to have to tell me what else you got for Christmas. Grandma doesn't know. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, when I was at Farmore and I was just going into Farmore, I saw the neatest thing. There was this man and a little girl, and they were on a scooter, and there was a little motor on the back of the scooter, so it was putt-putting along without scooting. Oops, better wait for this car. It's kind of fast. So anyway, but it was kind of neat to watch this little scooter, and the little girl was in front hanging onto the handlebars, and I guess it was her daddy on the back, but it had this little tiny motor and just putting along. I don't know how he did it, but it was kind of clever. And if I was that clever, I'd make one for you, but I'm not. So here we go, headed down Fruitville Road home. And I took my shower, you know, earlier, so I won't have to shower, so I can nap a little bit longer, which is good. And then I'll go to work. So I'm going to close now, honey, for riding on home, because there's nothing much to talk about, except, boy, wasn't it great I won that money? I was so excited. So anyway, I'll close for now, and I'll probably talk to you. Maybe on the way to work, I'll say hi again and let you know what's going on. Okay, bye-dee, bye.
You're listening to The Audio Kitchen, found sound and amateur recordings with me, the professor. And coming up next here, this is quite an artifact. Care of Georgia Todd, big-time contributor to this program. And this is a traveling salesman. And in the car, like what we just heard, an automotive recording. And it starts out in the beginning. I don't think he's in the car at the beginning, but he's practicing some kind of a presentation that he's going to give. You know, he's promoting some jam-packed sales convention. going over his notes, whatever. But soon the fun begins in the car. And as he's driving across the state of Mississippi, he decides he needs to sing his little heart out right into the tape recorder for you and I. Well, right away it becomes obvious he went to school in Pennsylvania. But besides that, it's a medley of some of his favorite songs, a medley of old-fashioned songs. He sings these songs with verve and vigor, and he's just glad to be alive. And you know, he knows it doesn't sound very good, but feels good.
This will be your convention, and we will need your total participation in the convention activities, not only to give each attending member a true Southern welcome, but to give you the educational experience of attending this finest SME convention ever given. Sunday, May 11th, is registration day. This will be the gathering of the Klan. Many of our visitors will be arriving by air, others by auto. All will be given the traditional Southern welcome. Sunday night, there will be an early birds party for an informal get-together. The Monday afternoon session will offer electric programming, marketing ideas for you. 5 experienced exchange workshops led by hard-hitting experienced leaders. Motivation and salesmen, building the marketing plan. Monday evening is the Atlanta party. SME Atlanta is known for its social events, and I can promise you the best cocktail party you have ever attended. A 3-day jam-packed educational experience.
You will now be entertained by some music while driving. For your information, I am now on Highway 72 going east, just north of Tupelo, Mississippi, having just passed through Corinth. The traffic is rather slight, so there's no great danger of my fouling anything up. So here goes. Right on, Pennsylvania, put the ball across the line. Fight, you Pennsylvania, here it goes across this time. Red and blue, we're with you, and we're cheering for your men. So it's fight, 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 Pennsylvania. Fight on for Penn. Drink a highball at nightfall. That was a pretty poor start. Drink a highball. Drink a highball at nightfall. Be good fellows while you may. For tomorrow may bring sorrow. So tonight let's all be gay. Tell the story of glory of Pennsylvania. Drink a highball and be jolly. Here's a health to dear old Penn. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about 8:30. Now, honey, don't be late, because down there when the band starts playing 2 steps, I'm gonna have them all. I wanna dance off both of my shoes when they play those Jelly Roll blues. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters ball. Oh, and I mean it. B A double L ball. Doo 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 doo. I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Fee-fi, fiddly-i-ho, fee-fi, fiddly-i-hey, fee-fi, fiddly-i-ho, strumming on the old banjo. My country, 'tis of the sweet land of liberty, of thee we sing. Oh, may her line be bright with freedom's holy might. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. Pennsylvania, Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'd never be blue. Oh, who means my happiness? Who should I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. Who? No one but you. No ni 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 na, no ni 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 na, no ni 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 na. No ni 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 na, no ni 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 na, no ni 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 na. No ni 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 na, no ni 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 na, no ni 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 na. No ni ni na. I wonder what became of the gal in joe. I hardly dee 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 d We're now coming into the great state of Alabama. Call on dee 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 Hallelujah, Lord, it's glorious. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is the end of the Choral Society. We're going to play it back now. From where I've been sitting, it sounds pretty poor. But I was curious. I wanted to find out. So I just had to put it on a tape to see what it was all about. So if you'll excuse me for the moment, you'll now hear the last click so that we can go on our way. Because time is wasting, I'm now coming into Tuscumbia, Alabama, where I will call on Mr. Mullendorf at Paper Specialties. So I thank you all for listening. Goodbye now.
Hello.
That was inspiring, huh? I have a few of those kind of old guy medleys of childhood songs. Kind of gets you right there in the gut, huh? Speaking of getting you, I'd love to get you to contribute to this show. If you've been hunting through the thrift stores yourself or got some tape in a drawer you think would fit into this format, I'd love to hear it. Send me a copy. Prefer you don't send me the original, but send me a copy. Here's the address.
Hello?
The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, and that's in Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303.
Hello?
And if you want information about finding tapes, how to find tapes, or if you just want to say hi, and if you've just found this show or you listen to this show regularly and you've never contacted me, I'd love to hear from you. When this show came back on the air, I heard from a number of people, and now the inbox has been kind of a quiet little desolate place, little tumbleweeds rolling through my inbox. I answer 99.something% of my email.
Hello?
And my email address is prof, P-R-O-F, at WFMU.org. Meanwhile, back to the festivities. You're listening to Potluck. And here's something different, a little bit unusual for the program. As you may know, the kind of the motto for this program is unprofessional and unprofitable recordings. Remember that?
Hello.
Well, this recording is actually made by a professional recording artist, a real one. Actually, an extremely profitable professional recording artist. This is John Lennon. John Lennon, the Beatle, murdered by some lunatic loser a couple decades ago. Well, this is an audio diary entry from 1979, like a year and a half before he died. And I wonder if there was some therapeutic reason for this somehow, because he's going through some childhood memories, and it seems like he hasn't done this before. I stumbled across it, you know, in cyberspace. I don't know exactly how these kind of recordings get into the public realm. But what's sad here, what is really kind of sad, is he's talking about going to Scotland and how he plans to take Sean there. In 1981, he plans to take Sean to Scotland, but As you probably realize, John Lennon never made it to 1981. Close, but not quite.
Hello?
5th of September, 1979. Tape one. In the ongoing life story of John Winston Ono Lennon. Talk about 9 Newcastle Road, because that's the first place I remember. And it's a good way to start. Red brick. Front room. Never used. Always curtains drawn. Picture of a horse and carriage on the wall. This is boring, I can't be bothered doing it. Let's think of something else. Well, I was listening to the radio and Dylan's new single or album, whatever the hell it is, came on. About everybody's got to get served. I mean, what was it? You've got to serve someone. You've got to serve somebody. Hmm. So he wants to be a waiter now. He wants to be a waiter for Christ. The backing was mediocre by Jerry Wexler, and the singing was really pathetic, and the words were just embarrassing. So here we sit, watching the mighty Dylan and the mighty McCartney and the mighty Jagger slide down the mountain, blood and mud in their nails. Well, that's the way the world is. That's the way the world is, oh yes. The difference between now and a couple of years back is that whenever there was a new thing out by any of the aforesaid, I used to feel a sense of panic and competition. And now I just feel like, even in the last few months, it's changed. At least I would send out for their albums or something just to hear it. There doesn't seem any point now. Let's take a break. How do we break? Just put it off. Still, even talking about them or thinking about them, still really being involved in it. Because the ultimate disassociation would be not even to know that they had an album out. But now at least I get pleasure in it instead of panic. The main pleasure being, of course, that it's all a load of shit. So I suppose I'll always feel competitive with them because they were from that same generation. But when I hear something like pop music by Robin Scott or the Blondie single, I really enjoy it, you know, because I don't feel competitive about it. Well, he who laughs, 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 laughs. Read Truman Capote's interview with himself in this week's or month's whatever interview magazine. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't any better than the one I did 2 years ago. Although at the time I thought it originated, but somebody told me Bernard Shaw had done it. I like that remark some woman made about Bernard Shaw, that his brains had gone to his head. What's that? Sounds like birds. Well, of course, the bagpipes got me right back to Edinburgh. which is one of my favorite dreams. And the Edinburgh Festival and the tattoo in the castle when all the bands of the world's armies would come and march and play. And the favorites, used, I think they were usually the Americans because they swung like shit, apart from actually the Scots, who were really the favorites. And I always remember feeling very emotional about it, especially when they did the bit at the end where they put all the lights out and there's just one guy playing the bagpipes, lit by a lone spotlight. Hawkeye. Well, in 1981, I'll take Sean there, because that's a good year to go. I always felt free in Scotland. It's probably the same feeling I get in Japan, actually. The feeling of being in a foreign country, and therefore you don't have to deal with the social mores so much. Free from everything. It's easier to be yourself in a foreign country. I think that's why so many people go crackers when they get on holidays in those places. The freedom's too much for them. Well, the thing I wanted to add about McCartney, Dylan, Jagger, et al. Is that they're all company men in various disguises. But basically company men. Forgetting the singing dwarf, Mr. Simon. Well, I'm sitting here waiting to be taken out to view yet another group of houses for our country retreat. This endless search for Scotland outside of New York, within an hour of New York. Well, now I've given up Scotland and the ocean. I'm settling for some grass and a tree. Well, here we are. Age 39, looking out of my hotel window. Wondering whether to jump out or get back in bed. So I got back in bed.
The singing dwarf. I can't listen to that stuff anymore. Paul Simon. You know who I like? You know who is one of the best for my money? Terry McMahon. Do you know Terry McMahon? The master. The master of the Kitty Love song. Let's hear one.
There are old people, young people, skinny people, fat people, smart people, dumb people too. Healthy people, wealthy people, pretty people, ugly people, people who belong in a zoo. All kinds of people. All would like my cat, 'cause he's friendly and nice and doesn't give advice like people we all know. There are slow people, fast people, sweet people, sour people, clean people, dirty people, yuck. Friendly people, trendy people, needy people, greedy people, people who pass the buck. All kinds of people, all would like my cat, 'cause he's never late for dinner or says you are a sinner like people we all know. The point of my story, its truth and its glory, is I like people who like my cat.
Let's see. Listen to this. This is going to be a space flight. Listen. Here it goes.
Here we are. Deborah, how about you, Houston? How about you, Houston? Come on, Houston. We're good in here, Houston. Here we go. Oh, how about you, Apollo 5? How about the product? Landing on the moon surface. Hello, on top of the moon surface, there we are. Okay, on top of the moon surface, then. Now, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna get out of this spaceship and walk around. I'm gonna go fish some moon creatures. Okay, go on up. Okay, this is Houston reporting back to you. Okay, here I am. I'm gonna open up. Okay, how it goes? Not a squeaky door. Now I'm gonna get it all with moving on. Okay. Now they're gonna go down there. Now here comes the moon creature. Okay, get back in your ship and fly away. Okay, Roger, over now. Here we go. We're flying. There. Going into the Earth's atmosphere. Landing. We missed the ocean. Oh well. That's the where the old moon crumbles. Signing off now. 10-4.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. We're going off, Michelle. We're going off. We're in the air, Michelle. We're in the air. Michelle. Hold on. Here comes some creatures. Here comes some creatures. We're going to land. We're going to land.
And you heard it, folks. That was
the end.
No, it wasn't the end. That was when Michelle, say something. Say something, Michelle. It's on.
What?
Say something.
I don't want to.
You don't? Say one word. Say hey.
What? Hey.
That was Michelle when that just a minute ago, that was Michelle when we were flying to the moon.
That's an idea.
And Michelle was crying. But, well, we're going to listen to this right now, so hold on just a minute. Signing off now, 10-4. Well, we're back. And here we are. I think we'll do... I'm going to do a... Oh, it's breakfast. Okay. Okay, signing off now. 10-4.
Man, I love that recording. That's my friend Robert Warren doing all the sound effects himself there. A little adventure in outer space. Still time for a little bit more fun. Okay, we're coming around the corner and getting ready to end the program here. Okay, what do we got? How about some spastic surrealism? How about that? Haven't heard any spastic surrealism today. This is a mic and track, a file found via Napster on the internet. And what's typical about it is it's some kids doing a little rap number thing. That's common. There's a lot of rappers who are distributing their MP3s on the internet. Sometimes they're not aware of it, but they're out there. I'm not really sure what it's all about. They're taking on some characters. They're saying some things, and I know I'm not the big culture hound, so I don't really know. Somebody told me that South Park has something to do with all this. If you if you're familiar with what's going on here, send me an email at prof@wfmu.org. Help make me culturally aware.
This is Jesse and Joe, baby. Yo, this is Jesse and Joe, baby. We're gonna rock the house. Kings of rap, baby. Kings of
I was being attacked by Chung Kao and Franco. Oh my god.
Ding bong dao.
Hey, I'm Franco.
Bong dao dang.
Oh, fun game.
Ding bong dang. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Hey, remember the time when we went to the carnival for free?
Ding bong dao.
Oh, fun game. Hey, remember the time when we read heavy man's heavy much weight? A car is heavy.
Bong dao. Ding bong dao.
Oh, big one. Yo, I'm not mad at you. Why, you mad at me?
Ding bong dang.
No, I didn't.
Ding bong bong.
No, I didn't,
Sonny. Ding bong bong dang dang.
Chain power, stop lying, Sonny.
Come on, dang. Ching Pao Tang? Pong Dao?
Yeah, you never talk to me like that again,
son.
You never punch me. I would never talk to
you. Dang Dao? Dang Dao Pao? Dang Dao? Dang Pao Dao? Dang Dang Pong Dang Dang? Dong bang dong ding dong bong dao, dao bang ding dong bao, bong dao ding dong bong ding dong bong dao, dong bong dong, dong ding dong bong bong dao, dang dong, dong ding dong ding dong 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 dong, dong 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 dong.
Hi, it's Franco. I love my daddy.
Ding-bong-dong.
Oh, it's Franco. I'm back tonight from the recreation. Oh, it's Franco. I love the world of upper heaven.
Chong Pao.
Just kill me. I'm with God in harmony. Internship
Jones.
Prince, that's the way I know. You know what Prince would ask you. System report. System report. I know how to do it.
And we leave you with this thought.
Okay, when this song comes on, you know, the show's over. No more spastic rappers. But next week, another audio kitchen. A whole new episode. And it's all about dating. You know, going out with people of the gender you prefer. Making phone calls and making appointments with people that you're attracted to. That's all going to happen right here next week here on the Audio Kitchen with me, the professor. And thank you so much for listening. And hope you're having fun. I really do. Hey, take it easy, okay? Take it easy. And I'll see you here next week.
Goodbye.